Dean Lamar, Prisoners of War, Nelson Mandela and Captain Jack, 1990, mixed media, monoprint on canvas, collection of the artist. In February 1991, Nelson Mandela, the leader of the movement to end South African apartheid, was released after 27 years in prison. Lamar's mixed media piece, Prisoners of War, commemorates the historic moment while also comparing Mandela to the MODOK leader, Kint Puash, who was known as Captain Jack. In 1865, the MODOK people were forcibly removed from their ancestral homelands near Tule Lake, California, and moved by the U.S. Army to the Klamath Reservation in southwestern Oregon. In 1872-73, Captain Jack led a band of MODOK people to reclaim their lands, but met resistance from the U.S. Army. Like Nelson Mandela, Captain Jack hoped for a peaceful resolution for his people, but unfortunately, he never lived to see that outcome. He was charged with war crimes and executed in 1873. Lamar's painting honors both men who stand side by side in solidarity against a field of heavy artillery. Jean Lamar, Only in America, No. 3, 1988, monoprint, collection of the artist. Jean Lamar, Sacred Places Where We Pray, No. 2, 1994, mixed media on canvas, collection of the artist. Jean Lamar, Me Itu, 1992, silkscreen serigraph, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas launched centuries of European exploration and colonization of the Western Hemisphere. Lamar laments how Spanish contact and the arrival of Christianity divided indigenous communities of the Americas and pitted them against each other. Her screen print, Me Itu, which translates to Me and You, illustrates this division. The Spanish came over and divided all of the indigenous people up. One is an American Indian, and one is a South American Indian. The cross has blood all over it. It's a sword cutting them and splitting us up. The border of Lamar's print is adorned with plants and shells representing the natural abundance the land once offered. Rewriting the Colonial Narrative. While living and working in Santa Fe, New Mexico from 1990 to 1992, Lamar produced a number of works in response to current events, historical milestones, and the untold history of racist oppression and colonialism in America. One of the milestones to which Lamar responded was the 1992 quincentenary, or 500th anniversary, of the arrival of Christopher Columbus on land that would become known as the Americas. Lamar's works from this time directly confront America's founding story and colonial history, calling into question the state-sponsored violence and Native American lives that were lost to establish the United States. We have it easy compared to what they went through, Lamar says when comparing her own life experiences to those of her ancestors. Jean Lamar, Yankee Doodle Dandy, Not Dated, Mixed Media, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Jean Lamar, Some Kind of Buckaroo, No. 3, 1991, mixed media with handmade paper on canvas, diptych, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Jean Lamar, Domestic Science Class at Stewart Indian School, 1999, mixed media, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Domestic science class at Stewart Indian School shows a picture of young girls from Stewart Indian School in Carson City, Nevada, dressed proudly in their best clothes. Next to them, Lamar affixes a product label featuring Indian Queen brand brooms that was used to advertise Hamburg Broom Works. The irony of this commercial packaging was not lost on Lamar, who points out that most of the young girls at Stewart were required to study domestic science, which frequently led to work as a domestic servant. Jean Lamar, Sweat for Healing, 2022, acrylic paint and image transfers on muslin, rocks, cord, willow branches, sage, brown painted tarp, battery operated lights, orange fabric strips, and cedar branch pieces, collection of the artist. Indian boarding schools, and enduring legacy. Beginning in 1890, thousands of Native American children were sent to Stewart Indian Boarding School in Carson City, Nevada, as part of the U.S. government's policy of forced assimilation. This practice was not unique to Nevada. Across the United States and Canada, over 500 boarding schools were in operation beginning in the late 19th century. Intergenerational trauma continues to haunt families whose ancestors and relatives were forced to attend these schools. Lamar's mother and four aunts were taken from their family in 1924 and sent to Stewart Indian Boarding School. Lamar created this new sculpture, a traditional willow sweat, as a place to begin the process of cleansing and healing from this trauma. The sweat is covered with photos of children at boarding schools throughout North America and tied with orange fabric. In Canada, the color orange is worn annually on September 30th, otherwise known as National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, acknowledging the lingering impacts of residential boarding schools.